This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to the Session of Sanity right here on the show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, as I like to say, be part of the solution. You do that very easily, frankly. You do that very easily. It's just get informed. Get informed by the right people. And just make sure that the information that you have, the information you're getting, is real. Seriously, in all sincerity. Because you guys bite me on a regular basis. It's my fault. I get it. I should know better. But really, when somebody sends you something and tells you there's a story behind it, or this, that, or the other thing, check it out. You're not distrusting them. You're simply making sure that you have the right information so you're not spewing negative stuff. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to be with you guys. All right. Some of this stuff, I can't stand it. Makes me crazy. And I'll tell you what makes me the craziest about some of these stories is when you're sitting there and you know, look, I'm not CNN. I'm not MSNBC. I don't have that audience, if you would. But when you're sitting there with these people and you see what's going down and you see that people are selling, I really don't want to say the weak-minded, but what I do want to say is, you know, those that are ill-informed, not informed, what have you. And you see what they're doing, you say, my God, you're feeding people misinformation. Right? And then you get on our case, or you accuse us, I should say, of spewing misinformation. Of telling people stuff that's untruthful. I'm starting to believe that the Democrats and people in that kind of arena, we've seen the studies on it. Maybe there is an issue mentally. When you have Democrat mayors and or governors or what have you, telling you how safe these cities are. When you're seeing videos, real videos, you know, going down on the damage that's being done in the cities, people that are being hurt in real time. Not after they edit the video. I'm talking in real time. And you still want to say nothing to see here? Okay, that's got to be a sickness. There's no other way to say it. All right, and here you have Madison, Wisconsin's Democrat mayor telling us, I don't know who she's trying to convince, that you can head to these cities, there's nothing wrong, everything is wonderful and fine, you have nothing to worry about. Take a listen. Maybe. I knew it wasn't going to be that easy, didn't you? Anyway, no, seriously. So when the video actually comes up and I can play it, most of these major Democrat cities, they're in decline in so many ways. Not just a matter of what you see in the streets. They've got businesses leaving, right? They've got people that are losing not just homes, but they're losing their businesses. And for them to tell you or try to get you to believe that there's nothing to see here is dead wrong. Right? Or am I the only one? Tell the truth. Let us figure it out. It's the best way to go. All right. Here we go. Maybe. God bless.
Come to places like Madison, Wisconsin, where we have the lowest unemployment, anybody who thinks that we are a nation in decline, to come to cities, to come to places like Madison, Wisconsin, where we have the lowest unemployment rate or damn near close to it in the country, where our population growth and our economic growth is driving the growth of the state of Wisconsin, where we have a thriving university despite refusal of Republicans at the state level to invest in it, where we have a strong job market, where we have a beautiful environment, and where we are tackling the issues of the day like climate change, where we're building housing, where we're building transit, where we are creating a place that people want to be. So I would suggest that anybody thinks that this country is in decline, come to cities. Because Democratic mayors all across the nation are creating great places where people want to be, where growth is happening, and where our economy is growing. This is not a nation in decline. This is a great nation, and it's made up of cities and people all across America. Again, that the president and the vice president are fighting for every day.
Oh, can I go throw up now? Do you guys mind if we take a break and I go throw up? I'll come back in a minute. This is ridiculous. I mean, you're seeing crime out of control. New York City. What did I tell you the other day? We did the numbers the other day. It was 500%. Baltimore. Chicago. Should I go on? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Oh, God bless you. Double T, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Yeah, so you're not part of the problem. Right? Seriously. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the solution, because you know what? If you're engaged, you're involved, you're listening, you'll have the information you need to push back, and or you could even say, look, I've looked at the information. I've truly looked at what's going on, and I'm just not on the same page as you, Joe. I don't believe it. And we're good. We're cool. All right. I just played the clip of Madison, Wisconsin mayor, who said, hey, everything's wonderful. We're doing good. Life is good. Country's good. There's no, you know, issues. The Republicans are trying to say that that these cities are dangerous and bad. And I started thinking, where is she looking? Right? What is she talking? And the funny thing about it, as she's giving this speech, I think it was, what was it, guys, Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it was, in that same city over that same weekend, or the weekend just prior, 27 people were shot. 4 people were killed. Notice she doesn't say anything about violence. Everything she talks about is, you know, unemployment's at, you know, at an all-time low, if you would. Well, that's because you're killing people off that can work. Takes away from the numbers, changes the percentages. And people are leaving. When people leave, they're no longer out of work now, are they? 27 people shot over a weekend in a you know, city of Milwaukee. No reason for that. And among the violence were two mass shootings just a couple of blocks apart from each other. And so she actually had the guts to say, I would suggest that anybody who thinks that this country is in decline, come to the cities. We Democrat mayors across the nation are creating great places where we want to be. No. Matter of fact, if anything, you're creating places that people are running away from. Right? Come on, let's be honest about it. It's the truth. People are running away from some of these cities. When you look at the actual real numbers of where people are moving to and away from places like Milwaukee, New York, Chicago, they're moving to Florida, Texas, some to Tennessee. They're moving out of California, that's for sure. You know, for real. You know, all this, the decay happening to our once great cities, Sacramento, San Francisco. The progressives are loving it, telling us that they're safe, they're great cities, there's nothing wrong with them. They want more of the same. More crime, more drugs, more people crapping in the streets, more filth, more homelessness. They're proud of this destruction they're causing. Right? And what they're doing is they're dropping back to their tried and true, we'll just keep lying to you and watch what happens. Right? Recent article, where was it? In The Hill. Over 2 million people have fled those Democrat-run cities. Aren't they safe? Isn't everything okay? It's all good, right? That's why I said they're so self-unaware. They don't see what's going on around them. I don't think they even care what's going on around them. As long as they're elected, they've been in, they don't really care about anything else. Seriously. Sad. Just totally sad. Somebody just sent me this, too, I think is interesting. I'll look it up later on. But according to this article, the Department of Justice is now suing Elon Musk, or SpaceX, I should say, for refusing to hire, ready for this one, refugees and asylum seekers. They're seeking more to hire American citizens. Can't have that now, can we? Come on. This is like so ridiculous, so asinine. That we're letting them get away with this. Yeah, you and I are letting them get away with this. Look, in some cases, it's illegal to hire somebody that's here illegally. Those people don't have papers to work here. All they get, when they come out, if they should get stopped, if somebody knows about them, all they get is a piece of paper that says, you need to show up for court. That's not a right to work here. And, you know, I'd like to know something, since we're always told about the unemployment rates and how great they are. Does this include, I got to ask, does this include, right, all these illegals that are here looking for work and can't find any? I'm just asking. I mean, seriously. You know, talk about great cities. Peace Health plans to close the only hospital in Oregon's second largest city. I wonder why that is. Right? I mean, I'm sure they have all kinds of reasons for it. But it's the only hospital within the city of Eugene that has a population of almost 200,000 residents. It operates an emergency room. It provides inpatient rehabilitation, inpatient behavioral health services. Right? They say the hospital's underutilized has experienced a decline in patients, creating a loss of about $2 million a month. Now, how does that happen? The city's growing, not declining, right? Not growing greatly. But the people that are sick, the people who need help, things that are going, those people are out in the streets right now. Now, Oregon's no haven either. But, hey, don't look at reality. You just have to believe that everything's cool, everything's all right, nothing to worry about here. Look in the opposite direction. 855 Real Joe. I'm sorry. Some of the stuff I can't do anything but laugh at, people. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Sometimes I just got to take that breath. Stephanopoulos, he snapped at Nikki Haley for saying that Biden won't finish his term. And Stephanopoulos, you know, he's such a righteous guy. You know, he knows. he asked her how she knew, right? She argued that many Americans believe the president would not finish out a next term. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes on the Joe Mazzini Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump surrendered to authorities in the Georgia election case this evening.
Trump turned himself in at the Fulton County Jail. Trump agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
Fulton County DA Fani Willis is pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, which Trump's legal team has reportedly been opposing. Trump's racketeering and conspiracy charges stem from his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia. Outrage is growing among some Maui wildfire survivors after national news reports aired images of FEMA workers staying in luxury hotels. FEMA representatives responded Wednesday saying reports of personnel staying in rooms that cost $1,000 per night are not true. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Again, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Because frankly and honestly, you know, if you're not part of the conversation, if you're not part of the solution, you know what they say, you're part of the problem, right? And in all sincerity, you are part of the problem. Because what we want to do is we want to do it to our kids, our loved ones, our friends, our family, whoever. You know, and truly make sure that they have the truth. They know what's going wrong. So, you heard today that Trump turned himself in. Give me $200,000 bail. Give me a break. It truly is chump change. And it's put in place for somebody who's going to take off. They wanted to make it a hardship. They would have had to make it $200 million bail in order for it to be any kind of hardship or have anything to do. So this is not a Trump thing. This is them trying to scare everybody and anybody that's involved in this. In any way. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, and if you don't believe that they're after you and not Trump, you really should get some psychiatric care or get checked. One of the two, seriously. Think about it. They're going after him actively. They're searching for people who support him, as you saw in the indictments in Georgia and all over the place. The only people that are arrested for January 6th and other crimes like it are so-called MAGA people. They're throwing people in jail for praying out in front of a Planned Parenthood or next door to. Right? They're throwing people in jail for simply, speaking scripture, asking questions at these, drag queen reading hour or whatever. I don't even know what they're called. Are you following this already? And again, what's the praying for? They're praying in front of Planned Parenthood for people to stop murdering their innocent children. They want to throw people in jail for protecting themselves and their businesses and their homes. Because if they want to carry a gun or they want a gun in their home. And they actually use it to protect themselves. I could go on. I mean, really, you guys have known most of it. I could go on and on and on about it. But in simplicity of it all, and yet they let Antifa, BLM, and others literally get away with murder, robbery, theft, assault. I'm sorry. How dumb do you have to be? How dull do you have to be not to see what's happening? And maybe we are that dull. Maybe we are that dumb. We'll see if they try to push a second COVID, you know, a massive COVID breakout, whatever. And if we jump in line. You know what I'm saying? I really would be curious as to how many of you will go along with. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, you know, be part of the solution. This is part of what I say about, you know, about being engaged, about knowing what's going on, about being part of the solution, as I like to say. All right, so hold your hats, as they used to say. Ilhan Omar, actually, I'm not giving her sainthood status here. Just, it's time to buy a lottery ticket, okay? She actually defended an anti-abortion activist for posting about Jesus after the GOP congressman called her bigoted. And maybe that's what made her do that, right? Now, Representative Max Miller said that anti-abortion activist's religious tweet was bigoted. Because Miller, who is Jewish, took issue with the idea that people without faith in Jesus have no hope. Now, Congress may be out of town, but, man, these guys still know how to fight with each other. What would they do without Twitter or X or whatever it's called? Right? They're still finding a way to spa with each other. It began with Elizabeth Marbach. She's the communications director for anti-abortion group in Ohio. She said on Twitter that there's no hope for any of us outside of having faith in Jesus Christ alone. Now, listen, people, this is proof that the Democrats do not understand what it's like when you're sold out to a true belief. And maybe not just Democrats, even some Republicans who don't get it. When you really truly believe in something, you don't back away from it because it hurts somebody else's feelings. You don't shove it in their faces. I'm not called to shove it in anybody's face. There's no hope for any of us outside of that, he went on to say. So Marbach, according to his biography in the Ohio Right to Life, believes the only path forward in the fight against abortion is to allow Bible alone to define the issue and to reject the temptations to remove God from the conversation. Look, when it comes to life and the sanctity of life, what do you weigh it against if you don't have God? I'm asking that as a serious question. Because even Christians, you know, twist themselves into a pretzel to try to come up with a reason why it's okay. Right? I mean, you've seen it. You've seen it written about. She believes that Scripture alone is our own sole authority and should be our ultimate guide in all things, including politics. But Republican Representative Max Miller of Ohio, a former Trump administration official and one of the two Jewish House Republicans, he took issue with the tweet. Why? There is one of the most bigoted tweets I've ever seen, he wrote. Delete it. I wouldn't delete it. Religious freedom in the United States applies to every religion. You have gone too far. Now, before I go into reading, Omar's response, well, religious freedom means I get to say what I want to say about religion. I get to believe what I want to believe. As a Christian, I do believe that Christ is the only way to God. Christ is the only way, the truth and the light. That doesn't mean you have to believe it. Seriously, I mean, and if I believe that the knowledge of Christ, coming to Christ, understanding Christ, making Him as your Lord and Savior is the only true peace you'll ever find, I have a right to say that. That's what that First Amendment allows me to do in any situation. It doesn't say you have a right to practice it, oh, except if you offend somebody. Seriously. He suggested in reply that, you know, that he took issue with it. How can you say if you don't have Jesus, you don't have hope? Well, apparently, you really don't understand. He went on to say, too, that God said to the Jewish people are the chosen ones, but yet you say you have no hope. See, this is what I was talking about. This is what I talk, when I was talking to Zoe, what I was talking about. And here's a guy who obviously doesn't study. The Bible specifically says, the Jews are the chosen ones. They rejected Christ. It says that. Some of the issues they're having is because they rejected the Messiah. So he pick and chose those words to work with. But then the conversation took another twist, right? When Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, one of just three Muslim members of the House, she defended Barback. She stated the core beliefs and principles of your faith isn't bigoted as Lizzie did. It's religious freedom, and no one should be scolded for that. Now, obviously, there's a two-sided, I'm sorry, but there's a two sides to that sword. She doesn't want to be scolded for what she believes. She believes that Allah is the one true God. She believes that Muhammad is the only way, is the only really true prophet. Now, she'll put that up. She'll post that somewhere at some point in time. She may have already. I don't follow her that closely. She wants to be able to do that without being censored. And frankly, as a believer in the First Amendment, I want her to be able to do that too. I would defend her right to do that as well. Really that simple. Either we believe in that First Amendment, we believe what it stands for, we believe what our Founding Fathers wanted. Our Founding Fathers did want us to understand the principles of Christianity. They did not want us forcing people to be Christians, and neither does God. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahi Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe's here, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. You know, being part of the whole thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. Like I said, you know, this is my social media hour. We're checking things out on social media, finding out who's talking about what, where, and all of that. Right? The Pentagon says that Wagner Chief, I can never pronounce this guy's name, Yevgeny, you know what I'm talking about, killed in a plane crash. There was no evidence of a missile attack. Well, nobody said it was a missile attack. We said that Putin was responsible for the crash. And what makes you think that we're going to trust the Pentagon? Based on what we've seen already. I mean, seriously. U.S. officials believe that Wagner Mercenary Group, the chief, was likely killed in a plane crash Wednesday as theories continue to swirl that the Russian government was involved in his death. The Pentagon spoke to reporters on Thursday. A brigadier general said they would not comment on whether his death was part of a deliberate assassination, but we can tell you that a missile launch was not involved. Now, look, this death came 2 months after Wagner's chief led a brief mutiny that shocked people, right? He went to challenge Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, Putin labeled a stab in the back and treason when he spoke for the first time about the death of Thursday. He said, as for the aviation tragedy, first of all, I want to express my sincere condolences to the families of all of the victims. It's always a tragedy. I just find this amazing, right? He said, the primary data shows that there was no missile attack. But here's the deal. You don't go against Putin and live. And growing up in a mafia area, like I said before, all of that, when you think about it, you don't always have a quick, fast, sharp response, because then people would see him for who he is or who he's perceived as being, right? And we don't want that. I mean, Putin, as they said in the chat room, right? Putin, Clinton, the Obamas, the Biden, I mean, they're all truly their own little mafia organization. You know, when they talk about the crime families, you realize they're talking about crime families that aren't aligned with political families. If you want to talk about political crime families, you got to have the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens right there, right up front with everybody else. Seriously. Now, you remember some of you remember, the Little Rock Nine, right? They're the ones who integrated Arkansas schools. Right, they were the ones that were protected and went to the school even when many in the area didn't want them to. It's a great move. And I don't mean that from a political standpoint. It was great that they stood up for themselves. Well, one of them has spoken out. Remember, this happened back in 1957. The schools were segregated by race. What's funny about all this is what they don't want to talk about is Jimmy Carter's involvement in segregation of schools. Now, he refused to allocate money when he was on the school board. Board of Education, as they called it. They refused to allocate the money, though, to build a black school, black high school, on the same side of the street as a white high school. Why did Jimmy not want to allocate the money? Because he was afraid that the white kids would bump into the black kids. Now, the funny thing about this, as some of these people start to just screaming out that Arkansas is borrowing the AP African American Studies from counting towards credit for graduation. So they haven't banned it from being studied. But here's the problem. The problem is that CRT has crept into it. And CRT has been discounted, you know, 1619 kind of history, totally discounted. By even black scholars who say, no, this is so far off. No way, no how. Really that simple. So, again, you have Governor Huckabee, which is kind of cool. She's come out and just said, hey, listen, we're not going to do this. We're not going to allow misinformation to be taught in our schools. So the until it's determined whether it violates state law and teachers are teachers in CRT and indoctrination, the state will not move forward. The Arkansas Department of Education, you know, at the behest of the governor. Right? What they were referring to was in particular critical race theory. Now, Little Rock Nine member interviewed with NBC, of course, said that they were not surprised but disappointed at the move by the state. Terrence Roberts, a member of the group who's now 81 years old, said that there shouldn't be laws restricting their ability to learn what they could learn. Called it ridiculous. No. I'm sorry that, you know, he's 81 years old and he went through all that stuff, but the truth should be taught. Not fallacy, not fantasy, not what they perceive to be the truth. The truth needs to be taught. And went on to say, I think the attempts to erase history is working for the Republican Party. Now, there's no attempt to erase history. I learned about the Arkansas Nine. I mean, I learned about what went down. I knew about it not because I read about it recently, because I learned it in high school. Actually, I learned about it in junior high school and high school. Because, you know, the reality is, yeah, that is real history. What they went through was real. What happened in the South when it comes to racism and all of that, the days of Jim Crow, all real. I learned about all of it. Nobody hid it from me. It wasn't being hidden today either. But when you talk about rewriting history, when you actually go back in and truly rewrite history, then that needs to be stopped. Critical race theory is nothing more than blaming white folks for everything, pretty much everything. I mean, seriously. With no responsibility, you know, the party of no responsibility obviously takes no responsibility. And nobody seems to care, especially on their side of the world. Nobody seems to care. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. I mean, you guys, stop sending me stories. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do them. I look at that myself, but stop sending stories from The Salon, which is a hardcore left-wing publication that you're not going to even close to get anything truthful out of. Not when it comes to the right. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, as I always say, part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. In the next hour, I'm going to try to play some of the top five Tucker interview moments with Donald Trump. If I get them to play properly, we'll have some fun with them, right? What's interesting, though, is the report that's out talks about the entire Trump investigation by Fannie Willis started after the Raffensperger's aide, Jordan Fuchs, lied about the president's phone call. And then he deleted the recording, and somehow, God bless, somebody was able to pull it out of the garbage, out of the trash. Why is it that some of these, you know, especially a lot of these young people that work in these positions, find it so easy to lie about what they're doing, what they know, what they've heard? Because it was in late December 2020 that President Trump made a call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. It's always so fun for me to say that, right? Asking him to look at some of the items that were uncovered by his auditor. In other words, take a look at what we found. There's something wrong here. There was plenty of evidence for a competent auditor of any man of integrity to know that the election was uncertifiable. The way it went down is the way they pulled the numbers together. Secretary of State's office secretly recorded a phone call with the president and then lied about it to the far-left Washington Post. Now, Raffensperger's office later ran to the Washington Post, leaked the fraudulent transcript, and then they were caught lying about it. The Post outed Jordan Fuchs as their anonymous source. So I'm telling you, rats will throw each other under the bus as fast as they can. But this is what they've been doing. We've been finding this stuff out over and over and over again, right? No, really, we have been. Georgia Chairman of the Republican Party, Dave Schaffner, later revealed that Raffensperger and Fuchs lied to the Washington Post. So we need to actually hear the audio. The real audio, because I don't trust these guys, and I know you don't either. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Heat up your drink, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're drinking, and come on back.
B7.